Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out. I'm your host, Coach Chuck Hatcher. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast, Blast Out with the Legends of Sports, voice of the Legends of Sports, voted the number one sports talk show for legends on radio and soon to be on simulcast. Hey, listen, before we get started, let's give a shout out to our military men and women around the world that's keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A. When we were asleep, you were awake, making sure our way of life is safe here. And, of course, the American Forces Network, thank you so much for partnering with us and letting us be the voice of the Legends of Sports here and around the world at all of our military installations. And of course, we want to give appreciation to Seabreeze, Clarence Baker, a legend in his own right. He's a great, great former athlete that's been supporting Sports Inside and Out for a long time. He's the CEO of Seabreeze, a leader in transitional housing and health care for wounded warriors and more. And, of course, we like to give appreciation as well to two premier dealerships of Nissan that's in Virginia, the Hampton Roads, Virginia area particularly. Hampton Roads has been very, very congenial with us for over the many, many years. A lot of our embedded programs and programs, and initiatives that come out of that area. Of course, Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan of Chesapeake. That's right, two premier dealerships in the country, with the Nissan run by two former fantastic basketball players from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Dan Bannister, of course, is general manager, Mike Pulley. SwappingKeys.com is the motto, and if you're ever down in the Hampton Roads area or in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area, you go in and tell them that this legend sent you by. You get a great deal, no question about it. Well, let's get started right now. We had a great, great follow-up. This is a follow-up, I should say, of the Bobby Jones Memorial Camp in Philadelphia. Of course, another overwhelming, successful camp. A lot of great legends were introduced to the awards given by Wally, of course. There for their contribution to basketball and being legends from the Philadelphia area. And of course, I think Bobby Wally is on now. Wally, you there, babe?
Yes, I am, Coach Hatcher. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Wally.
It's wonderful, and it was a tremendous affair. 14 years, we raised over $65,000 for charity, not only for the Carousel House Special Population. We also raised money for the Overbrook Alumni Association. Mount Hermon Baptist Church also received money. And throughout the years, we've also had a stipend for kids going on to college. So it was a very successful year for the Little Bobby Jones Memorial. And Coach,
that's,
you know,
right,
you hear about greats. Of course, Cliff Anderson from St. Joe, one of the all-time great Big Five players. Jim Williams, big-time player at Temple University. Frank Card, South Carolina State, played for the Cougars and many others, the ABA and overseas. And one of our greats, Hilda Brandpelter, better known as Pothead, Delaware State Hall of Fame, Edison High School, all public. And a guy that I played against in school, and we're so glad to see him and his family. It was a very successful day, Coach, and we're very proud of this endeavor because it's the oldest running charity event by an alumni of the 76ers. And I want to thank the 76ers again for another year of supporting our event where they give away memorabilia for not only the special population kids, but the afternoon clinic for the student athletes. So, and I want to thank Coach Hatcher again, really coming all the way from Virginia to also broadcast again Sports Inside and Out. We were there, and we had a chance to interview the legends, and Coach Hatcher, really appreciate the journey that you took. People don't realize it's a ride up and ride back, and appreciate you very much, Coach.
Hey, no question. Well, Wally, you're the co-host of the show, and no better teamwork makes a dream work. That's the philosophy that you've always had. It's been permeated all over the country, so it's no more fitting to be a part of that. And of course, upcoming things this in about mid-July before we go to the Retired Players Association Conference in Vegas is that the wing is coach in Philadelphia history, the great Ken Hamilton, called him QP, is having a clinic, a basketball clinic and camp and shoot for the star symposium, I should say, on July the 12th through the 14th, I believe, in Philly.
Yeah, 11th to 15th for the first week at Ben Franklin High School, the Back to Basics Camp, sponsored by Shoot for the Stars Institute. And the following week, we're also going to have another camp during that week. But part of that week, after we leave for the broadcast at Ben Franklin on the 13th, 14th, 15th, Coach Hatch and I will be going out to Vegas for the Retired Players Associating Conference. And we're really looking forward to that, Coach.
Looking forward to that, for sure, Wally. And of course, it was just so great to be able to see all of the guys. Of course, this is a more of an appreciative celebratory for the Philadelphia Legends who come out to support the Bobby Jones Memorial Clinic every year, because so many of us are leaving now, man. And so this is a chance to really see and break bread and interact with the guys and show that you have to be in the moment, and you have to live it day by day. And it's just a great thing to be able to see the cats that are still doing very well and contributing so much to this. Like you said, it is a legacy of Bobby has been going on now, man, and you know, 15 plus years is a real testimony of the impact that the Bobby Jones Shoot for the Star, Bobby Jones, I should say, Memorial Camp, which will be Shoot for the Stars coming up in the future, has meant to the city of Philadelphia and more, Wally.
Yeah, we appreciate, of course, my sister-in-law, woman, been, she said over 250 T-shirts, and Shoot for the Stars Institute has taken over as a sponsor. And next year will be our concluding year under the name of Little Bobby Jones. But we'll continue the efforts with the Shoot for the Stars Institute to continue the affair, because it's so wonderful to have ball players from the schoolyard, from public league, Catholic league, from the Big Five schools, former pros from the ABA, NBA, Eastern League. Some of the greatest of greats were there. And each year that brings the whole community of Philadelphia together. And that's where you talk about the city of brotherly love, because it's a fantastic event that we're going to continue and continue our endeavors about giving back. I think that's so important in our society to give back. And I really appreciate all the people that supported us this year. We awarded five of the young ladies that were feeding the kids for 14 years. Four young ladies received gifts and roses, and we're so excited about how they're still supporting our event. So appreciate everything regarding the Philadelphia Little Bobby Jones Memorial. Very nice.
No question. Guys look very good. Frank Carr, Cliff Anderson, guys look great, man. Hanging in there. And of course,
yes,
they are. It's, you know, we'll have that team picture posted along with some of the activity shots that was given during the annual Bobby Jones Memorial. And that will be posted this week as a follow-up, as long as a prelude to the championship game. Now, let's talk about a little basketball, Wally. I mean, I think Bobby Hunter was right. Bobby said that watch Cleveland. And he said if LeBron showed up, that this could be a whole different ball game. And I know when Bobby comes up, he's going to be talking trash because I'm telling you, Wally, we talked about it just briefly yesterday. I mean, he is truly the greatest basketball player in the world right now. Hands down.
He's on the planet,
man. You can't just take it away from him. And Wally, you know, you and Bobby said one thing. You know, I look at it as a coach's perspective, like Lou and everybody else will look at it. But, well, and Bobby does somewhat the same but different hats. But y'all broke it down exactly right. If he takes these guys on his shoulder and everybody contributes what they are, it's the key to these people getting to that next level is LeBron takes him on his shoulders and everybody contributes with him.
Yeah, I think what's very important about the games itself, the average margin victory is 19 points, but the teams are actually tied, Coach, in total points,
610-610.
Yeah, I think Bobby's one of the big things that you think about, the Cavaliers, they will become the first team in finals history to successfully rally from 3-1 deficit. Of course, we know that the Golden State Warriors, after 40 years of eminently forgettable basketball, had won a championship last year. But one of the things you got to realize is that when you talk about the greats and you have a team that's 73-9, and one of the things that LeBron James has done, and he's done that last year when they were – he almost carried the team without Kyrie and Love. He did carry the team. But this year, in six of the games in the NBA Finals, he's 30 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. But they don't talk about also his defense, his block shots. So when you talk about the greatest, and, you know, the only time in the history I've ever seen it happen, Jerry West – lost the championship, and he was named the MVP. This series, he may, you know, he's a serious candidate for MVP. Win or lose, when you talk about 30 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, guess what he's shooting, Coach? 51%. 51%, Coach. So
I think so. I think Bobby's up now. Bobby, you here? What is Bobby?
The only thing I said was the team that hits their foul shot would win the game, and the Warriors did. But I do wonder what would life be like if Walton was coaching.
Well, you're talking about Walton coaching instead of Steve Kerr?
Kerr.
Yes.
Well, I think the collaboration, Bobby, he has to contribute in his game plan and all of that, but when you say if he's just coaching without Steve Kerr, I don't know. Steve Kerr had that experience as well as winning championship
when Walton was coaching.
Kerr's got that championship swagger, you know.
Well, you know, the psychological method of getting a team to work together is the whole idea, and when the team gets down, to be able to recover from that. Golden State never exactly loses that. But, you know, they had a couple of two guys being out changed their team.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's going to change the team Sunday is this, Bobby. Not only Bogart won't be there, I'm concerned about Iguodala, whether his back's bad because I can't name how many dunks they had. Of course, that would have really helped Golden State having Bogart in the middle. But if they don't have that big man to protect that basket, these guys are going to attack. And LeBron, you saw, I think he had 4 or 5 dunks. And I think the idea of not having Iguodala to put that pressure on LeBron, if it's not well, it's going to make quite a difference. But you have
on
a point.
Both ends.
Yes.
On both ends.
Yes, I agree.
You know, hey, Bobby, hey, Wally, you know, you got to realize one thing, I think, or we do, and the fans got to realize, it takes a whole lot of a guy to go 7 games against LeBron James and not be wore out because he is a freak of nature. He's going to attack. He's going to attack. He's going to attack. He's physical. I mean, you know, it takes a whole lot out of a guy to say,
one game,
1 game, maybe 2 games.
Seven games, 32 minutes.
Yeah. So, hey, Bobby, that's a whole, hey, Wally, that's a lot of punishment.
I talked to Jerry Saperstein this morning for about, 3 hours, just going through everything, and I finally concluded in the conversation, I said, you know, the NBA reminds me of the Globetrotters now, except the Globetrotters own their own referee.
I'm hearing stuff from families and wives and mothers about the officiating, and of course, both of them were fined $25,000. Kerry, throwing his mouthpiece, and Kerr, $25,000 each. And it's they blasted the officiating, and that's gonna have some bearing on the game seven, whether they look at it even closer. But guys like Richard Jefferson and J.R. and Shumpert, they're putting the bone. They banging, and I like that. They're banging up on these guys. They're taking the first blow. And they're banging these guys early. If they do that the first quarter on Sunday, they're going to have a big advantage. They have that first blow to bang these guys because you can't let them guys run around free. So it's going to be interesting about the officiating.
The first quarter is going to set the tempo. The game is going to be pretty much judged how Cleveland comes out in that first quarter.
Yeah.
Who's going to find ABC?
What you say?
Who is going to find ABC?
All right, Robert.
Well,
Let me ask you another question.
Let me ask you another question. Do you think four referees would settle part of the issue?
No. Three is enough. It's a tough game.
Well, they got an alternate on the table anyway, so we already got four, but three on the floor is enough, Bobby. Yeah.
Oh, that was a very good answer, Coach.
Yeah.
They have five. They have three on the floor, one on the table, and one in Secaucus.
Yes. Yeah, you have a point there. They're looking at it. Yeah. They're looking at it, but it's a physical game, fellas, and that's where it should be, game seven.
Let him play.
I just like an 89-year-old man in Margate, Florida, telling me exactly what's going to happen before it happens at the game. That bothers me. And what he's been looking is the point spread that gives him the information to how the game is going to come out.
89 years old. Who's that, Bob?
His name is Lenny Most. I've used him at the center a couple of times. He does mathematical tricks for the kids to inspire them to do better math. Meanwhile, we're going to be having a reading program in Margate, which Wally is going to come to and present the magic in which he does through a reading program and a basketball clinic, but more of the reading program.
What is that about?
That is going to be after we come back from Vegas. What are you guys planning to do in Vegas?
We're broadcasting on Sunday, Bobby. We're taping on Monday. We're actually be doing a double bubble. We're going to be taping and broadcasting a special, and then we are going to be filming. We're going to be filming Sunday and filming on Monday.
What type of filming are you guys going to be doing?
We're going to be taping the stream. We're taping the stream for content for our next SportsInsideAndOut.com launch.
Okay. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be setting up the National Water Program so that Globetrotters can make residual money. And then the other is we're going to be honoring Metalock Lemon during the breakfast. And the other is we're going to salute Hugh Smith as retired Globetrotter of the Year.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, here's the deal then, Bobby. While you have to tell me, I'll let Irene know what the schedule of events so she can get to Ani to let him know what we're going to do. He has the schedule. So basically, on Sunday, We're going to do a welcoming broadcast to all the guys that we're going to have just coming by, just saying hello and being a part of the Sports Inside and Out. This is going to be doing the registration leading into what you call the, what was that, little gathering on that Sunday evening, guys. And then we're going to be set up on early Monday morning, and we're going to start the specialty thing. Now, we could schedule, Bobby and our listeners, a special Globetrotter segue for what you're doing with the Trotter.
Okay,
that's
what I was really asking about.
Yeah. So that's basically just so you can have that segue there, and then the other things that we're going to be doing is talking to the different presidents of the chapters, and that would be for Wally's piece, giving their ideas about what's going on with the chapters themselves and giving a little overview. So that's basically what it is, you know, the content of what it is. So that's what it looks like it'll be, guys. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Sounds good, fellas.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
good to me.
Next week, guys, we're very honored. An old friend of mine called, and I saw the award that's being done. The United Nations is going to be honoring Dr. Richard Lapchek very shortly. And,
wow.
So I talked to Rich twice. I sent a thing out for the congratulatory. He called me back. He said, hey, Coach, let's talk. He's got a special thing. Of course, it was shown on ESPN. He said, did you see my special that ESPN did for me on my friend Ali? I said, yeah, I did see it. He sent me a copy of the link, and I did see that. It shows a great piece about his relationship with Ali over the years. And, you know, as people want to realize that through Richard, it was when we were able to get Ali to do some things for us down in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area, Bobby.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And Rich was one set it up, and Ali just came enthusiastically. He just embraced us. He was fooling around with us and had his wife down there, too. I mean, we had a pretty nice time with him. And then Rich talked about our history. He said that we want to talk about something on Tuesday. He said, Coach, you need to really tell how we met, how your impact with Reverend Abernathy. He said, I never talked about this before. He said, tell him everything. Tell him about Lowry and Abernathy and the phone call you got from Martin Luther King congratulating you for integrating the high schools in the South. And I didn't know, Bob. He was telling me things that I hadn't even realized, Bob. While he said, Coach, you were the first African-American to integrate a major city basketball program in the South. I didn't know it. I just thought it was North. He said, no. He said, and you got to realize that when you became the most valuable player in Norfolk, you were the first in the South to be the valuable player of a major city at a white high school. So I said, well, dang on. And he said, I'll bring it up. He said, then, you know, just look at it. You know, who had a chance for Martin Luther King to call him? And I do remember the call. And Reverend Abernathy and Ron Lowry came to see me there in Tidewater area when I was getting ready to do it. So then when I first played my first game, I hit 41 points. The first game was in the tournament, I hit 21. Then the second game I played during the regular season was 41, and I had a call from Martin Luther King and from Atlanta and congratulating me and said, keep it up. So that was that was interesting. He said, let's talk about that, and then talk about Ali, and then we're going to talk about the United Nations.
What was the reception like in the community? It was
rough. Well, Bobby, I had more problems with my black brothers and sisters because I left a great program to go to Norview High School. Of course, Heidelberg was there when I got there. He was the first in football, and I came in basketball. And man, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. I thought it would. I had no idea it would be like that. I had it from the whites. You know, with the black tar babies on the flagpole, and you know, taking me to I had to go to cop taking me to the bathroom. I had to wait to cop taking me to lunch and top, you know, taking me to after school. God, you know, I mean, it was wild for a while. You know, but I got through it, but then I thought my recourse was coming back to my own brothers and sisters, man, and boy, I got it bad. I was called Uncle Tom, and they was throwing, you know, they gave me a, of course, I was able to get a, you know, a car from the big dealership. You know, they just want to appreciate me, so I had a little vet, and man, it was throwing eggs at me. I mean, it was interesting, man.
I really think our listeners realize who Richard Lapchick is. He, for diversity and equality in sports, he's in Central Florida, isn't that correct, Coach?
He's in charge of the Institute for diversity in athletics.
Diversity in sports.
He's appointed there by the chairman of the board, which is the Disney Foundation. So he went from Boston, where he started the athletes. Diversity program. He started off, and that was picked up by the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, and boxing. And
that's right.
He's the Institute for Learning. That was at Boston University of Boston. And he stayed there for many years, made his bones there, really. And then, of course, he was picked up and sponsored by Disney. And
that's right.
He moved to Orlando, and from Disney, of course, as you know, the Disney family was pretty responsible for the University of Central Florida. He developed a graduate program now, which is one of the largest in the country, diversity in sports and sports management. And now he's probably the leading consultant in the world now. So he was voted the top 100 most popular sportsmen in the world, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He's still an advisor to the UN, United Nations, and now because of his, he stays over in Africa more than he stays in the States, guys. So I'll tell you that. So,
wow, really? Really?
Yeah, he goes to Africa fluidly. I mean, like maybe every 3 months he's in Africa somewhere. So, he has personal relationships. I don't go into that. I'll let him talk about that, but. It goes that far, you know, and he does works with Brad Pitt and his wife still involved in the New Orleans reconstruction stuff that's there in New Orleans, of course. And he's the man. I mean, he's personally in contact with all of the presidents since he left Boston.
Cool.
President Obama, President Bush, both Bushes, and President Reagan. So Carter, that's Clinton, I should say. So he's a great guy, man.
When is his event?
He's going to talk about that. He sent me an email on it, and I did see it on an advertisement. The United Nations Awards is going to be doing the fall before the United Nations meet this fall. Actually, he's got to go before the United Nations. He gets the award in New York. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And, we're going to talk about that. I think, you know, I told him, you know, if this is something we can get credentials to be able to do something, you know, of course, Rich might be able to help us to get to the United Nations to see that celebratory, guys. We definitely would be on top of that problem. But,
yeah, that sounds
good. Our friendship go way back, man.
It really does.
Way back.
Really does.
Yeah. We almost, the Ku Klux Klan was at our butt down in Tidewater, man. It caught Richard and carved the word nigger in his chest. it was deep down there during that time. But listen, things change. Hey, man, we got to get out of here. We got to get ready. Fantastic. Bobby, please, who's coming up on the Harlem Globetrotter segment on Tuesday?
Patricia Bass, and then next week, Jerry Saperstein.
Oh, Jerry's coming
Sounds
back.
Good.
Okay, Wally, now you got the update, of course. Man, I don't know if Bobby want to tune in on that. And then you got the we'll see what's up with Rich.
Okay, sounds good for Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
8:30 and 9:30.
Listen,
be honest with us.
Boy, we got it.
Okay.
And, hey, Bobby, congratulations. Right on point again. Now, tell me about Sunday before we get out of here. I got 20 seconds. Tell me, who's going to win the championship, Bobby?
The team that hits their foul shot.
I like that.
All right. I'm going to stay with
that
one, too, Wally. We're going to stay with that one, Wally. Okay, right, thanks so much for letting us be a part of your day.
NBC. They seem to know more than anybody else.
We out of here. God,
take
God.
Care, fella. Happy Father's
NBC.
Day. Happy Father's
Call
Day to all the fathers.
Happy Father's Day. Right. Happy Father's Day now. Happy Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Okay.
Take care,
all right.
Fella.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah.
If you can, give me the names. I got all of the names that's in the picture. I want to post and make sure they all of the names are under the pictures for Bobby Jones. You know, the group picture we took. Mewy Bag,
Carl, Jim Williams, Jim Williams, Clifford Anderson, Hildebrand Pelzer, and Frank Carr. And the other guy, you
Frank
already know
Carr.
Bill Back is there. Yeah, that.
Well, me and Freddie wanted to be there fast.
I gotta be able to spell Hildebrand. Well, anyway, I'll talk to you anyway before that.
I'll call him
so I can get all that posted.
Call him Junkhead.
I ain't going to call him that.
I'm
Bobby. Robin Hunter. Roberto.
Okay.
All right,
fellas.
I give you the
all right, guys. I check with you. Okay. All right.
Take care.